The following service was recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming on Sunday, July 23rd, 2017 with Reverend Jimmy Krishan. I will praise you, for you have answered me, and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and he has given us light. Let us pray. Father, almighty and eternal God, whose glory we find revealed in the person of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, it is in his name that we come to worship and honor you this day. Claiming the sacrifice of your Son, we stand before you as redeemed people, justified and sanctified in his name. Be with us here this morning as we offer our prayers and praise in supplication. We pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Of Romans chapter 8, verses 12 through 25. People of God, hear the word of God. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. In fact, we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have been the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we are saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what's seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I guess this is number three, so let's recap real quick. In the first one, we talked about the struggle. In chapter 7, the last part, in Paul struggling between the willingness of the Spirit and the contrariness of the flesh, and the struggle that goes on with each one of us as believers between that which the Spirit is leading us and convicting us of, and that struggle of the flesh and the willingness and the wanting to it, and that struggle. And we talked about how that is part of the struggle of the believer, and it's unique to the believer. Those who do not believe in Christ, I don't think they struggle so much with that. As a matter of fact, you know, I saw a thing on Facebook, and it said, you know, something about, so they say that some of my people are in my family are miserable because they're crazy. The person replied back, they seem to be enjoying it. So, you know, sometimes there isn't the struggle there. And then we talked about last week is that the Spirit is that which gives us life. That life comes in the Spirit. And this week we found out that Paul looked at last week and he said, therefore. Now he introduces us again in number 12 to in verse 12 to another movement in this when he says, so then, brothers and sisters. So take out your book if you've got it with you, because I want you to underline a couple things. So then, Paul moves us from his therefore thought to the so then. So now, it's a progression. And our Christian faith is not about perfection as much as it is progression. It's a journey. If you will, it's a marathon, not a sprint. It's a long-distance endeavor. It isn't something that happens overnight. And all of us, how many of you have ever had a bad habit and you've tried to break it? Some of you are just so good. You know, isn't it hard? Now, I grew up in the mountains of western North Carolina in a sawmill village. And in the sawmill village, you needed to be level-headed. Does anybody know how you know if you're level-headed? Come on, Greg, you know this. You've been to West Virginia. Anybody? Come on. Tobacco juice runs out both corners of your mouth. That means you're level-headed. But you learn to cuss in the proper syntax and colorful metaphors, and it's just part of the language. Greg, you've been in the mining industry. Do they cuss down at the mines? Perhaps. You're in church. but it happens, you know, it's part of that. And it's one. And then I went in the Marine Corps, and they perfected it. They taught us proper sentence structure and where to put the emphasis on the words and how to use them sometimes in a different language so that you were not misunderstood. So for me, to be honest, that's one of the worst habits to try to break. Because you know what happens? Stump your toe. I bet the first thing that goes through your mind isn't nice. It may not be a colorful metaphor. When's the last time you shut your car door and your fingers stayed in there? Anybody had that happen? Yep, I bet you didn't say wonderful flowery things. Praise you, Jesus. I'm in pain. You may have said something about Ford or Chevrolet or whatever it was. But that's what it is. It's about that progression. It's about dropping that stuff off. And folks, that isn't easy. That isn't pain-free. That isn't without its struggles, is it? So it's that progression as we go through. And then when we accept Christ, we're given a gift. Unique to us as believers, we received this person of the Trinity called the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost. It is a person. Don't call it a thing or an it. It's a person. It's a person of the Godhead. It's a Trinity. It's the unique gift that we are given that begins to make those changes in our hearts and lives, empowering us through the Spirit and power of God to make those progressive changes, to make those differences in our lives. They may be small. They may be insignificant to other people, but to us they may be big, you know, to look at it and say, ooh, I made a mistake, instead of saying they made a mistake that caused me to make a mistake. That sounds like Adam, don't it? You know, it was the woman. I didn't do it. It was the woman. Blame God. Blame someone else. Pass the buck. So then we move into this one today, which we've entitled for today's message, The Spirit Equals Life. Let's look at it. Underline some stuff with me this morning. Right after that, so then, therefore, debtors. You find that kind of, we are debtors, not to the flesh. Not debtors to the flesh, but we are debtors because of Christ's sacrifice for something. We owe something. It isn't a free pass, church. Whoever told you it was free has cheapened the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Folks, that cross wasn't cheap. That death wasn't easy. That pain was real. That suffering was real. The plucking out of the beard was real. The beating with the reed was real. The crown of thorns was real. The beating of the cat of nine tails whip, it was real. The mocking, the making fun of, the stripping the clothes away, it was real. Standing before his own people and being denied was real. We're indebted to Christ's love and grace. Yes. We're indebted. Indebted. There should be some response on our part to the sacrifice of Christ. But what should that response be? Paul will go on that we should sin. No. We should start changing. And how many of us have found that change is not so easy? You know, we go back to the language thing. Take out your bulletin. Take out your bulletin. Everybody should have one. This is a good place for this. Just a little reminder here. Right under the faith theme 2017. You see it there? Told you we'd be visiting this some, didn't I? Let's go there together. Let us share this together. Healthy things grow. Growing things change. Change is a challenge. Challenge forces us to trust God. Trusting God makes us healthy. Healthy things grow. So then, we've received redemption and salvation. The Spirit has given us life. Now life is going to come, and the two interchange in this gift of the Holy Spirit, this third person of the Trinity. Paul will go on to say, and I want you to underline this too, but by the Spirit, and this is part of verse 13, but if by the Spirit, got the if by the Spirit, this person of the Trinity, if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body. Now folks, when you put your sin to rest, when you leave that lifestyle behind, when you leave that stuff behind, it's dead. Okay? It's dead. You have to kill it. You can't just wound it. How many of you realize that wounded doesn't equal dead? Wounded is still dangerous. Wounded is still a problem. Now, in the military, wounding wasn't such a bad thing because it took three to take care of one wounded, right, Mike? So, put it to death. And don't drag that carcass with you everywhere. Leave it dead. And if somebody wants to bring it up, say, that used to be. Not going there. Don't fall into the trap of going back and reminiscing on it for a while. If you've left it behind, I'm talking about things that you needed to drop off, then leave it behind. Say, that was. That's not who I am now. That was. Because Christ changes us. So now we get life in the Spirit, right? You will live. What is living? Existing, getting through, piling up years? No. What is living? Folks, you can live a lifetime in a few years, or you can spend a lot of years and not live any. Living is accomplishing what God has created us for. And what is that one thing that God has uniquely created every single one of us capable of doing? The one thing that makes us like God more than any other. What is that one thing that this Holy Spirit, this person of God, pushes us to and gives us to? It's the one thing. It isn't temporary. Let me give you a hint. Paul goes on, the last part of it says, if we hope in that which we see, then that's not hope at all, is it? Because what can you see that's going to last? What can you see that's eternal? These? They help me see right now. But you know what I'm finding out? These are 2.25s. I think it's time for 2.50s. They didn't last. Have you looked in the mirror? Do you look like you did 20 years ago? Well, don't answer that, Trinity. Yeah. Do you look like you did 2 years ago? Have you noticed, where did that come from? You know? Uh-oh. Why is that falling down? You know? You just wonder. Gravity. It's gravity. God, you created gravity. Let's blame it on him again. You know, that's why I weigh so much. It's just a lot more gravity now. We change. There's one thing that stands all of the test of time and never fails. And it's the one thing that each one of us are created uniquely in the image of God to do, and that is love. Love is the only thing you'll leave behind that'll outlast your years and your stuff. It's the thing they'll remember the most. And it'll be the thing that changes people in your life the most, is how you love them. You see, it's that love of God. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. You see, life lived means that we love and that we accept God's love in Christ Jesus, and that the Holy Spirit enables us to love, empowers us to love, and works in the lives of others. Folks, there's people that are just seem unlovable, but put God on them. If you're having problems with somebody, pray for them. They'll change or you'll change. Something will change. You see, living isn't existing. It isn't, as the British would say, muddling through. Life is about loving people, and that's risky. Loving people comes with a risk factor. But it is the power to change everything. Violence doesn't overcome violence, does it? Only love does that. What's the old phrase? You catch more flies with honey than vinegar. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery. You need to underline this too, because sometimes we need to be reminded that we did not get freed from something just to fall back in it. Don't listen to the devil's lies. Don't let him tell you over and over, you're not worthy. Jesus denies that. Don't listen, you just can't do it. Do not let the devil tell you you can't kick it. Don't let the devil tell you you can't get over it. Paul goes on to say, I consider the problems of this time, folks, I got news for you. We all got stuff we need to get rid of. I got news for you. We all got stuff. We may not think so, but we should look in the mirror a little closer that we need to change. That we all have, you know, people are dropping addictions out there and problems and situations and habits there. Folks, we need to trust Him. I need to trust Him more every day. There are strongholds in my life that I have to work on every single day. And the Holy Spirit convicts me. Anybody got anything like that besides me? Yeah, I mean, let's get real here. He who is without sin is dead. That's the way it works. Wesley said, are you going on to perfection? After I die, then the redemption of Christ will be fulfilled. The redemption that Paul speaks of here. How many of you feel like you just can't do it? Hey, have you ever had the devil just tell you, you're a loser? What a sucker you are. you just can't make it. You can't do it. You can't cut it. You're just not going to make it. You're just going to do it again. How many of you have tried to break that habit more than once? Yeah, I mean, and the devil, every time you fail, the devil shows up, don't he? Congratulations, you're such a winner. I knew you could. How many of you have made a New Year's resolution and had violated it by February 1st? I've lost about 20,000 pounds on New Year's resolutions. I quit making them. But I was always gaining it back. The reality is, you and I cannot do it because we are relying on the temporal things, the things that we can see, the things that we know, things that we can touch. Maybe we're worried about our bank accounts. Maybe we're worried about our health, our beauty. Oh. Maybe we're worried about all of those things and think those things will get us out of it. But alas, they fail, don't they? Does anybody here have email? When's the last time you got contacted via email that somebody in some foreign country had died, and this was Mr. Zezza, who's a whatever's, and he's got the key to the safe and the vault and the security. All you got to do is send him enough money to unlock things. You got one of them lately? You haven't. Have you not got a phone call lately that you had won something? Yeah, I mean, you got that, you know? What is that all about? Is that real? No. Now, I'm going to pick on you a little bit. If you do this, it's okay. Not really, but it's okay. I'm amazed at the people that go to casinos and who play poker machines. Did you not notice the size of that building you entered? Did you not notice that they were giving you free drinks and food? Did you not notice the elaborate decorations and the nice clean carpets and the pretty bathrooms? Do you think they're going to give you their money? Really? Do you think that structure was created so you could be a winner? Get rich quick schemes and all that stuff. It don't get you anywhere. You know, diet industry in America. Let's go there. It's number one again. Did you know that? Health, beauty, and diet industries. It's number one. It's crazy. Floyd, you can help me. What did Floyd? Yeah, there he is. This is your greatest health risk. Doing nothing. And I don't care how many diet pills you take. It didn't change anything, did it? At best, it gives you a lot of trips to the little room. Why do we want gimmicks instead of the truth? And that is that Christ sets us free to not go back in it. And Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Why don't I depend on an eternal resource instead of a temporary solution? Why don't we turn to God a little more often instead of the TV or to the bank or to the government or whoever else it is and trust in Him for some solutions? You see, the Spirit, this third person of the Godhead, gives a gift to you to help you walk into those things, not hope that is seen, but in that which isn't seen, and that is the Holy Spirit of God in you. Quit shutting it up and letting the devil stifle its voice. Let it grow in you. Let it empower you. Let it embolden you. Let it fill you with hope so that, yeah, the changes, the suffering of this present age, the suffering, the things I've had to lose, they were painful. They were not easy. It's not easy to give up some stuff. Sometimes you got to give up friendship. Sometimes you got to give up hanging out with a certain crowd. Sometimes you got to give up going over there and doing that thing. Sometimes you got to break some habits. If you don't want to get burned, don't get in the fire. Sometimes change is hard, difficult, and you have to trust God in it. God's got your best interest at heart when no one else will. And you know what else? God's able to do it. God can do what He says He'll do. What do you say He'll do? I'll redeem you. I'll save you. I'll change you. I'll empower you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll always be with you. Come with me and I'm going to give you life. Jesus said, what I am, the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. The Spirit gives life. Life is Spirit and Spirit is life. And I'm not talking about a hokey pokey thing that lives out there somewhere. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit, the presence of God, the person of the Trinity that should live in each one of us. Help it grow. Don't keep it in the crib. Let it grow. Let it strengthen you. Let it embolden you. Let it encourage you. Got one more thing for you to underline, and I'm going to be done. Verse 21, set free. You're part of the creation. I'm part of the creation and the creation around us. Church, don't lose that. Don't lose that. Set free. It don't have you anymore. It has no power over you. You don't give it. You've been set free. Those two words tell us what happened on that cross and God's love for us to set us free. Free to what, Pastor? Live. To live. We don't get saved to die. We get saved to live. To live. Embrace this third person of the Trinity. And let it grow in you and empower you to give you new eyes, new hope, new purpose, strength for the challenges, to live and to love. Amen. Heads bowed and eyes are closed for just a minute. Existing's easy. Living's hard. I would contend that without the Holy Spirit, we aren't living. But I also contend that with it, we have true life. With this third person of the Trinity within our hearts and lives, we can live. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Sue's not playing. There's no distractions right now. Pastor, I'm struggling with this person of the Trinity you're calling the Holy Spirit. I hear the voice, but it gets muddled. Pray for me to help it grow this week. If that's you, slip your hand up. Amen. Pastor, I'm still up back there in chapter 7. I'm still in that struggle thing. Pray for me. If that's you, slip your hand up. Pastor, there's some stuff that I'm having trouble letting go of. Letting God help me let go of. Would you pray for me this week if that's you? Amen. Pastor, I want to be set free, but sometimes I just feel like I can't get free. It just keeps beating me down. I need prayers this week. If that's you, let me pray for you this week. Amen. And Pastor, I get what you're saying, and I want to pray for others that might not. If you'll pray for others, lift a hand this morning. Gracious and loving God, may that third person of the Trinity we call the Holy Spirit grow inside of us, empowering us to love and to live, empowering us to let go of the past and let it be gone, to help us in our daily life and our daily decisions. May the Spirit equal life and the life that we have equal the Spirit, and may we foster that relationship with the Holy Spirit in a real and personal way to get to know the Christ, our God, the Holy Spirit, our neighbors, and even ourselves in love. For God calls upon us to love Him with our heart, mind, body, and soul, to give it all to Him. And Father, remind us today that living certainly has to equal love, for You have loved us first, and You call us to love others as we have been loved. Father, remind us that it is indeed true love that extends beyond the grave and equals a life lived. Hear our hearts and hear our prayers on this, Your day. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my voice and let me sing.
May we go in the grace and love of God that surpasses all understanding to live, to love, to serve, and to give. And truly, may the grace and peace of God go with you and bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to a worship service recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church. Our pastor is Reverend Jimmy Krishan. Our church is located at 1515 Edgar Street in Rock Springs, Wyoming. You may call us at 307-362-5334. Please note our email address, which has changed recently, rsfumc@sweetwaterhsa.com. Visit our website at rockspringsumc.org for more information about our congregation, our ministries, or upcoming events. Audio copies of this sermon are also available on the website. We invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m.